Welcome to Dr. Flodge Outdoors, a podcast brought to you by Julius Craig. Today, I'm actually driving while I record this, so might be some noise in the background or whatever. Then we'll have to convert it over to put it on the podcast form. But just wanted to, get out there and talk to y'all. The weather, if you're in Louisiana, has been a little sucky last week or so. I'm actually recording this one Tuesday, May 25th. It'll come out Friday, whatever this Friday is. No, today's Wednesday the 25th. So it'll come out the 28th. So get it recorded, swapped over, hopefully today. Like I said, the quality may not be the best, but it will be just a rundown of a little bit of bullshit that's been going on with the weather. I mean, gotta love it in South Louisiana. So, I mean, it's pretty much rained every day. We're supposed to have like 95% chance of rain. I can't really complain. We have close friends out in Oklahoma that are begging for rain. You got people selling livestock because of the drought that's going on over there. So, it's one of those things. So, let's get into what we're going to talk about. The big taboo thing right now everybody's talking about is the Louisiana hunting license changes. I myself and my two boys and my daughter, who they're 9, 7, and 1, we all four have our lifetime. So I got theirs for them and myself actually earlier this year. So that was not a check I liked that we wanted to write, but, it's like the way it was changing and everything, it's like going to take care of those three. Then the Louisiana Paradise or whatever license, was a little over $100 a year for me. So basically 5 years and I've paid for a lifetime license. And, so it was kind of I didn't like buying it, being $500 just for me to have it for lifetime because of my age, being 37. But at the same time, it's, I've been buying a hunt license since I was 16. I haven't always bought the Louisiana Sportsman one that was $100. Since they've offered it, I've bought it for the last few years. So it's just one of those things where sitting down looking at it, it made sense. For me also at the time, like I said, the kids, obviously it made sense. With their age, it was 3, 2, and 2 or 2, 2, 2. I don't remember the exact number. I just know that, got all of them that day. It took a few weeks to get all the paperwork in. And I actually have mine set up through my, the iWallet on my Louisiana license, my driver's license on my phone. And I can actually have it where it pulls up my hunting license and shows the lifetime there. It also shows my hunter's education number. And since they changed that law a few years ago and changed it from, if you were born after 1988, they swapped it to, 1984 or 82 or something like that on boater education. You have to have a boater education card if you're born after, 1984 to be able to operate a boat unless you're with someone that's older than the limit. So I have the boater education and the hunter's education, then my lifetime license. And then the only thing that my lifetime license doesn't cover pretty much is my trapping stuff, because I am a Louisiana State nuisance certified trapper. So I have to buy that separate every year still. But it's, I think, $25 or something extra every year. Then $25 for my coyote permit with that, then $25 to keep that. So basically I still have to spend $75 to $100 a year more in license. So, that was one reason I chose to get away from that's one reason I chose to go on and just buy the Sportsman and take the lifetime and take the lick, due to the fact that I'm still going to drop $75 to $100 in license every year. But that's better than spending $200 every year. So, let's see. The way they're doing it with the kids, there's a lot of, Like, I want to say, if they don't have a lifetime license, it's like $5 a year for them to hunt now, I don't know if that's going into effect or if it was just something they were discussing, because I saw that a while back. And I know other states have that already, and it's like, you know, Louisiana's jacked up in a lot of ways with how they do stuff. There's no doubt there. You know, from, you know, we could start from anything, politics, hunting, you know, the private water issues that we have in the fishing world. Sorry, I dropped something. I'm trying to get it. Sitting at a red light. But, you know, the private issues we have water-wise, it's just so many weird things Louisiana does. But one thing that, you know, we have a pretty long hunting season compared to some of the states. They're kind of liberal on how many they allow us to kill, which I think that's a whole nother story and podcast about, you know, the different areas in the state. The different areas in the state having to, you know, follow different rules with how many they're allowed to kill. And I kind of feel that the three, like area four per, is allowed three. I kind of feel that's a number that we should probably drop back to for a few years statewide. Just my opinion. To kind of, you know, give our deer herd a reprieve because of all the stuff that's happened in the last few years. We, you know, between hurricanes and the freezing weather that they didn't expect that February, I mean, it's just so many variables that, you know, I think a few years of a slower season could help, because from the numbers, if you look, you can pull some numbers up. They say we had right at 1 million head in our deer herd, say somewhere around 8 to 10 years ago, but now we're less than 500,000. Probably need to evaluate that situation, but that's a whole other podcast, and that is way above my pay grade, as they'd say, because, I mean, you know, that's for our state biologists to figure out. And, you know, if anybody that's listening to it can get us a biologist on to talk it, we'd love to have them on. Like, all they gotta do is reach out to us at Delta Plodge Outdoors, info@deltaplodgeoutdoors.com, or they can call 225-503-9986. It's 225-503-9986. It's the Delta Plodge number to discuss anything and see about getting on the podcast with it. Or if anybody else wants to, you know, want to come in and call in and talk, we'll set that up so y'all can reach out to us. Like I said, the license going into effect 6 days from now, so that's been a big thing on all the, you know, the Facebook pages for the wildlife management and Louisiana hunters, and just everybody's want to make a big deal about it. It's like, I kind of feel like Louisiana shot themselves in the foot with this one, because when they changed it up, a lot of people went and bought lifetime license. I mean, like I said, I'm 37. I've never had a lifetime license. I bought one when I was buying my kids just because of the way it was changing up. So, you know, I kind of feel like a lot of people did what I did. I think they hurt themselves conservation, like money-wise, for the state when it comes to collecting money from the license fees. Hopefully I'm wrong, because, like I said, once again, that's above, you know, my pay grade. So we're let's see, battling, like I said, we're battling some weather down here. I'm actually headed to a job site this morning to check it out, see how wet it really is, because it's a concrete, it's a big sidewalk job, pouring concrete and everything. It's like, you know, probably not happening for at all this week. Due to it's a state/city/DOT state job, so there's strict rules we have to follow on what we can do, when we can do it, and how we can do it. So I'm just going over there to check it out, as the, you know, since I'm supposed to be the one making the decision. So figured I'd record this one while I was driving over there. Doesn't really hurt. Mainly sitting at red lights. The spring squirrel season, I didn't really get out to make any hunts. I had some stuff that ended up coming up that I had to do. It'll get out. My mother-in-law and father-in-law and them don't know yet. Myself and my wife bought a colt, a little 1-year-old horse, a little stud horse that have at my grandfather's. We're starting to train and everything. My grandfather is 79 and still rides every day, trains horses. It's actually amazing. And I hope I'm half that age, and I'm in awe at how well he gets around and does everything he does. So he's very fortunate, but he also works out like every day too. So it's just, he's one of those that, he'll be 79 actually next month, July the 8th. So 78, still riding colts and everything. So it's, I'm talking like training and breaking 2-year-olds he's got a 3-year-old at the house now that we've been roping off of, and he's like getting used to roping and everything. It's kind of crazy. He's in great shape. When I'm that age, I hope in like half the shape of him. Like, I'll be lucky if I am. He's got a driving determination for what he loves, and that's what he loves. But we picked one up, and that way I could get my little boys I grew up around it, so I want my little boys to start being around it, because, like I said, they're 9 and 7, and this is just a big thing in life for everybody. What I take for granted that, I was around all the time, and was fortunate that I was around it all the time. We always had horses, a few roping steers went in and out, we calves, we was always doing something, and that aspect, and I was always hunting and fishing. So, I was involved in a lot of stuff, just outdoor wise. And yeah, my little boys hunting fish, but like that world of growing up around that, they didn't know it. And it's like, wow, like my grandfather's 3 miles from us, and I haven't ever just had them there when he's riding and doing. Hell, like I said, they're 9 and 7. I don't think they've ever ridden a horse. And it was like, that hit me, and I'm kind of like, man, I'm failing there, because it's just simple. Something that simple can be, life changing to them. Being able to get there and see and do. And it's like, I know this one's kind of going into a weird and deeper than what I usually do, but we as parents, the world's changed a lot. And I'm recording this one after the Uvalde, shooting yesterday at the school. Like, my heart goes out to everybody involved, like the parents and the children and everything. I hate it. I'm not trying to piss anybody off here. It's not a gun problem, it's a culture problem. And that's a whole, I could go on for hours and that, and get in a lot of trouble. So I don't want to go off into that. I think we need to, not take things for granted anymore, and because it can change in a flash, in the blink of an eye. Not trying to get on a somber note there, and I apologize to anybody listening. And like I said, we're gonna keep all the families in our prayers, and it's a sad day. Once again, not to offend anyone. It's not a gun problem. It's a culture problem that needs to be addressed. Laws aren't going to fix problems like this. Laws are only for honest people. Just like locks. Locks only keep honest people from breaking, out. Laws are the same way. Felons get arrested all the time carrying guns. And it's like, oh no. That was against the law for them, right? So, like I said, I'm not trying to get into that. I don't want to offend anybody. with my stance on that. That's my stance. You have your stance if it's different. And, you know, I can have an intelligent conversation with you about it, you know, and, like, we could talk points. I don't, you know, I can under, you know, like, everybody's entitled to their different opinion. So, that, you know, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. We're just going to, like I said, the license, this one will come out Friday. The license, Friday, today's 25th. Friday the 27th, this one comes out. Your license will go up June 1st in the state of Louisiana. And they change a bunch of stuff. So you need to get out there and get your hunting license, you know, lifetime if you're able to for your kids. Also, from what I was reading on it, Louisiana regular license are going to be valid from 1 year from the date of purchase. We used to run like July 1st to June 31st or whatever it is. You know, so it ran like that. Now, if you buy, from what they're saying, if you buy one October 1st, it's going to be good to the following October 1st. So some states already do that. I know, like, my fishing license in Texas is valid a year from the day I buy it. So hunting license, I've only had, like, the exotic hunting license in Texas. So you can buy, like, a five-day exotic for, like, $48, I think. And I think you can buy a one-year exotic for, like, $110. I'm not real sure. You know, it's been a few years since I got one. So I think there's pros and cons to the license changing. The pros, they got a lot of people jump out and spend some money. The cons is they got a lot of people to jump out and spend some money now. Let's see how it affects the budget in a couple years. We're gonna this will just be a short podcast. Like I said, I kind of rambled. It was, you know, there's so much on my mind involving just everything going on, and I wanted to record one and just talk a minute. And like I said, look, you know, step back, like, as parents, like I said, I had to step back and look at some of the stuff I take for granted that I did all the time growing up that I hadn't had my kids involved in that world. I'm like, you know, it's a simple, like, things. Like, that was just, it was simple to have them over there to see the horses and be able to learn to ride and do, and I hadn't done that. So it's like, we started, you know, a week ago. I've started teaching, you know, they got some ropes, and they're learning how to rope and everything. It's really cool. I'll probably end up throwing some videos on Facebook, on the Delta Flash Facebook page, and probably something on YouTube before long, just to get a show. And it's like, you know, enjoy the time you have with everything you do outdoors, because, you know, it doesn't matter if you hunt, fish, if you're a farmer or rancher, like, whatever you want to call it, you know, everybody's the same. Like, it's, so, that's the big deal, the big thing to me here, that I'm going to take away of everything going on. Like I said, I apologize, I don't want to be somber or just, you know, upset anybody, offend anyone, but y'all are welcome anytime to text us at 225-503-9986 or call, see if we can set up a time to get, you know, other people on the podcast and some opinions, and, you know, if we can get a biologist or anything like that, more than happy to try to work it out. This is Julius Craig with Delta Plodge Outdoors. We appreciate y'all's time today. Take a look at the Facebook page, the YouTube channel, click subscribe to it all, and stay up to date with everything we got going on. Thanks.